In Rhode Island, advocates, including the American Civil Liberties Union, are challenging what's known as the civil death law. It considers prison inmates serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole legally dead. This deprives them of a number of rights. They can't even own property. The law can be traced back centuries when it was used to take away a person's rights while they were awaiting execution for a felony. Rhode Island is the only state that still enforces the law. Earlier this year, a bill to repeal Rhode Island's statute was introduced before lawmakers. The bill's currently under consideration. Sonia Dio is a private attorney who represents four inmates serving life sentences in Rhode Island, and she is challenging the law. Sonia, what does civil death mean?
That essentially means that they have no right to petition the government, to come forth to make a claim, to do anything to protect the rights that they have under the Rhode Island Constitution.
And how many clients right now are you representing because of this?
Four.
And you filed a lawsuit in July concerning two inmates. Who are they? And tell us their story.
So the two inmates we filed for in July, one is Joshua Davis. Joshua Davis is being held in solitary segregation unit over at intake.
What's intake?
Intake is where you normally go when you first come in on charges. And some period of time ago, he received a shot of insulin from one of the nurses at the ACI. And he noticed at the time that the nurse used the same needle to take his blood sugar level as the nurse used to draw the insulin out of the vial. And because of how the insulin is given to these various inmates, he knew reasonably that it had been given to other inmates before him in the same fashion. So that insulin vial was contaminated. One of the things he might want to do is bring a medical negligence claim for that.
So what's happened with this case?
Nothing. And the reason why is because we can't bring a case for him for negligence or for medical negligence because our Rhode Island Supreme Court has held that he can't bring an action. He can't petition the government.
Because?
He has a life sentence.
Meaning, in the eyes of the law, he is dead.
He's civilly dead. Meaning, in the eyes of the law, he has given up all of his civil rights, except if he was married at the time he was incarcerated, he can stay married.
So the only two states that continue to have the law are New York and Rhode Island. New York doesn't act on it, but Rhode Island does. How often?
Well, at least twice now. And they're using it to bar prisoners from doing things like making records requests under the Access to Records Act. So the real concern is that under the state constitution, they have no right to exercise First Amendment rights, such as freedom of the press, freedom of speech. And all of that is sort of limited when you're in prison anyway, but they give up all of those rights under this statute. They give up their Eighth Amendment rights to avoid cruel and unusual punishment. So that would mean that basically the state can do whatever it wants to do to these particular inmates, and they have no avenue for redress.
Tell us about another inmate that's the subject of a case.
Cody Allen Zepp.
And who is he?
He was charged with arson and murder. There was a drug deal that went bad. And he went to get even with the drug dealer and burned down the wrong person's house, killed an elderly gentleman. No doubt Cody belongs to be in prison, but at least in this instance, Cody was burnt while he was at maximum security. He was using the phone and happened to make contact with a pipe there that they used to heat that was not insulated.
Like a steam pipe?
Correct. And he would like to go ahead and seek some sort of redress for that.
And?
And they're raising that as a defense to the lawsuit, saying he's civilly dead, he can't assert a claim, and he can't come before the court.
If this act is so arcane in the views of so many lawmakers across the country, why do you think Rhode Island holds on to it?
Well, I think there's two problems. One is that Rhode Island has a very short legislative session. They have other things that they're far more concerned about than 240 inmates who have life sentences. I think the other part of it is that there's not the political will. You know, we don't have people writing their senators or writing the representatives. I wish they would, but we don't have the political will.
Do you believe that the prison system is exploiting this law in any way?
Well, I have to believe that now. And I believe it because we have prisoners that have these life sentences that have clearly been injured due to what could easily be intentional conduct. And we have the Department of Corrections stepping behind this law through their attorneys and saying, no, you can't bring these suits. Any other inmate that was there who suffered the same sort of event could easily bring suit, except those with life sentences.
Sonia Dio, thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.
Sonia Dio is a private attorney who's challenging Rhode Island's so-called civil death law in the state Supreme Court. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Lisa Mullins.
I'm Tanya Mosley. It's Here and Now.